so he's here tonight. We've added an item on the agenda. Ms. Schuler and I talked about this, and I've got part, some of this as far as my superintendent's report tonight. But an item that she brought to me that she wanted us to consider, it's a class action lawsuit. If y'all remember, Big Tobacco had a big payout years and years ago, and then there's been a recent lawsuit with the Juul, some of the vaping type stuff. You know, that's a huge issue. And now social media is probably one of the biggest things we battle. And so there's a lawsuit that we are considering being a part of. He's going to explain what that is, what our involvement is, size, scope, all that. So, Mr. Harrison, thank you for coming.
And,
you have the floor.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you for letting me come today. And also, more important than that, thank you for hiring Jennifer. We're very proud of her as part of our law firm. I've been representing the school board in Bay County since 1979. So we got a lot of public education in our blood, and we love it. It's not as easy to be in public education as it once was, as you all know, but it's something we can all deal with. But we're proud to represent Liberty County School Board. This litigation is, my superintendent, Bill Hussfeld, who is retiring, came to me when he saw a lawsuit filed in Seattle about the social media company. He said, Franklin, we got to get in this because it is such an enormous issue in our county, as I'm sure it's in yours. We have these devices, and they get the kids addicted to these devices. They have the logarithms that they have on them so that they keep clicking and keep clicking and they keep clicking. And as somebody once said, if it's free, that means you're the product. And you are the product on these things, and these kids are the product. And they stick with them. We have trouble in school. We have mental health issues. We have suicides, unfortunately, all of those things that are occurring. So I talked with the law firms, three law firms that I dealt with. We did the Juul litigation. We got in at the last minute. Wish we'd gotten in earlier, it would have been better, but we got in the last minute and we're able to recover a little bit of money from Bay County. I didn't think a whole lot of the Juul litigation, to be honest with you, but this litigation is kind of like the BB litigation. When I got all these calls when the oil spilled, and they said, you know, you got to come work with us on these oil. I said, we ain't got any oil on Bay County. Are you crazy? And then my client started calling me, telling me, we ain't got any business. Nobody's coming to the beach. And that's when I realized. And I said, and with this, we all see this every day. You have to deal with it in your school. Your principals have to deal with it. Teachers have to deal with it. And so I talked to the three law firms, two in St. Louis and Kansas City, I think, and one is in Montgomery. Beasley Allen is the one I know the best. I've worked with him before. And the Juul litigation and other things over the years. And it's they file an action. It's called a multi-district litigation, which means that the litigations are filed in different districts, and there's an order entered in federal court moving them all to one judge in one district. And that's what they're doing. It's in Northern California, a judge who's very experienced in multi-district litigation. And she will do all that. And they'll end up trying some of them to see how it's going to go or not try them. Eventually, the idea, of course, in most all of these, as it was in BP, as it was in Juul, as it was in tobacco, is you reach a global settlement, and based upon a number of factors, which we'll go into at the time that the settlement is reached, then you get a check. And you are not under the agreement. It's a contingency fee agreement, which I'm sure y'all are familiar with. I'm not much of a plaintiff's lawyer. I'm a defense lawyer. I feel like when you get on the plaintiff's side, you're on the dark side. But occasionally, you got to get over there because it's got to be done. And with that, you're not obligated to put out any money whatsoever. If there is no recovery, you don't pay a penny. I mean, that's the deal. If there is a recovery, it's one-third contingency fee, and it's split between those three law firms, and then we get a little bit of it too, of course, and because local council does that. And then the rest of it you get. You'll probably have to spend a few hours maybe filling out some fact sheets. We did it in Juul. In fact, I'm on the board of bar examiners, and I ran into a lawyer that I didn't know over there, and he had looked at our fact sheet in the Juul litigation and said, you did a good job. You told us what we needed, and we let you stay in the lawsuit. It's not hard to do. And then if you happen to be a bell ringer, I think it's the word.
Bellwether case.
Bellwether case, there you go, thank you, she's smart. A bellwether case, then you would be tried. Now, the chances of Liberty County and your size being one is probably very remote. The good news is, the bad news is it requires more work. Good news, you get more money if you fall into that category. But anyway, if you have any questions about it, you know, I'd be glad to answer them. I am not one of the litigants in there. The two lawyers at Beasley Allen, who I work well with, they are, one of them's on the Planning Steering Committee, so they're right in the middle of it and know what's going on. Bay County has agreed to do it. I've talked to some other North Florida counties, they haven't signed up yet, but they will. I've talked to their superintendents and I'm sure that they will. And I mean, I know Broward County's already jumped in immediately, but the larger counties will certainly jump on it. But I'm glad to answer your questions. I think it's from my point of view, as I've seen these others, it's a win-win proposition for the district, and haven't answered any questions.
How long do you think that will take?
Years.
10 years?
No, it shouldn't. Probably maybe 2 to 3 at the most. Jewel was peddling something that's illegal, mm-hmm. with the nicotine for kids. That's different in this instance. Social media is not illegal, and they've got some legislation in Congress that's given them some protections. Now, I think we're going to see more of that go away. I think if you get to a jury on social media, everybody knows it's a problem, and I think they would have a very difficult time. But it's not illegal, and there are a couple of cases right now pending in the U.S. Supreme Court that have been argued that may or may not have an effect on whether they've got protection on some of these things. You know, it's a tougher battle than probably Jewel was, but you know, we got lawyers that I think, in my opinion, are prepared to fight the battle. But it's years. I mean, don't put in your budget.
And how long? I mean, if we were to decide to do this, how long would it take us to get into that, to the realm? Okay, we're in there.
You sign that contingency fee agreement, I sign that contingency fee agreement, you're in.
And it's just
as simple as that.
So it's something already ongoing?
Oh yeah, it's ongoing. Now they file a bunch of individual claims and they're just now doing the one that's going to be institutional claims, which is school boards, and it'll be from all over the nation.
Question.
Yes, ma'am.
As with tobacco, I worked with, actually I was sued, I think the lawsuit that I got involved with in DOA was about tobacco. So when the tobacco money came down, you have very strict guidelines on what you have to spend, you know, media, things like that. Are we expecting that to come down when this lawsuit comes down, or the money, and it comes back in, if we get it, to say, all right, school systems, you have to implement a media campaign, you have to hire a person to do this. Are we expecting that, or should we expect that? I mean, because we need to, you know.
What do you do with the money?
What is the end result? I'm all, you know, the here and now, yeah, it costs us no money, this is great, let's all go in.
Good question.
But.
Excellent question.
I want to know what's going to happen in 10 years or 5 years when, you know, then that money comes down. So can you give us a little bit of insight about what you expect, or?
The settlement in Jewel is, quote, confidential. There's no such thing as confidentiality in Florida in school boards, okay? Mm-hmm. I can just tell you, when I told our CFO in Bay County that it was going in the general fund, he was really excited. There were no restrictions, none.
Can I address that too?
Sure.
Well, I was going to say, because Liberty County's starting to get money, I got them in the opioid litigation. Mm-hmm. There are some restrictions on how you can spend it, but no requirements that you do certain things. In other words, in the opioid litigation, they're basically saying you need to use it for something that's opioid-related.
Education.
Like buying Narcan or education,
right.
You know, helping prisoners who are addicted in your jail, mm-hmm. that type of thing. So they could be.
That's what I'm thinking too.
Probably not going to make you do something.
Yeah, I think the board and the public needs to understand that, you know, if we do go into this, it's not money that's just gonna come in here, we're gonna be able to build a school with, or, you know, get raises, or they, there very well may be stipulations on that funding.
But that's down the line, once you get to a settlement, I mean, that will be part of the negotiations, you know, of course, the social media people wanna say, well, we got all this money, and look what good we're doing, you know, those kind of things, but that will all be part of the settlement. If you don't agree to settlement, it doesn't get settled.
Whenever you say settlement, the end goal of this lawsuit against social media, what are we, what's the expected outcome of it? Social media be banned from schools, or do we know?
The social media's here to stay. I mean, it just, you can't take it away from these kids. I mean, what you can get them to agree to do is they have ways of being able to determine age and all of that. They don't, they ignore that. And so you've got 13-year-olds and 12-year-olds getting information that they shouldn't ought to be getting. Those are the kind of things that we'd be looking at. As far as the school board, it's gonna come down to, you know, you probably have more counselors. You have more assistant principals spending more time dealing with these kids. We have far more Baker Acts. I can't believe how many Baker Acts we have. All those things that are going on that take up all your personal time to give you money to be able to pay for that. And hopefully we can reduce, I mean, we can't change the world, but we can try to make them accountable for what they're doing. There was a lady that testified in Congress from Facebook. I don't know if y'all saw her about a year ago, and she had all these documents, you know, and she said, they know how to stop some of this, but they're in the business of making money, and they don't do it. And if we can get some of that accountability on their end, as well as, you know, helping you to pay for what the impact that it has on you financially, and if you can help with counseling for these kids that have these problems, that's what the money's for. And it is a couple of years away, though. I mean, it's not a lay down, but it's they're willing to take the chance on this. Good answer.
Yeah, I know it's just a big picture right now. When it gets here, I was kind of looking at when the kids is at school, will they be significant things that we can do to block them from getting on any type of social media while they at school, versus right now, we got blocks in place, but there's ways out there they can get around it and still be on.
Well, I've got a school board member who steadfastly wants to get all cell phones out of the school. Talk to your school board lawyer. Legislature says they gotta be able to take them to school. The parents demand that they have them at school, but the problem is trying to control, you know, this, you know, when they ought to be paying attention to what's going on in school.
Right.
Plus, we have the same problem you have, we just have a lot more students doing it. Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Ms. Payne?
All right.
Thank you very much for
Mr.
your
Mr. Harrison,
time.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for her.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Moving right on to item 3, public comment. We didn't have any. Moving right on to item 4, superintendent's report. Mr. Petty.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Very quickly, we'll roll through these. Number 1, welcome to Ms. Jennifer Shuler. Welcome to the Liberty County School District family. We are glad to have you. We had a really good meeting, productive meeting last week, talked about a few things, and I'm just looking forward to her leadership and keeping us between the ditches and where we're supposed to be, and not keeping her for 4-hour meetings. So I'm sure she'll enjoy that. So we're glad you're here, and I look forward to a relationship, a partnership that we have with our school board attorney. Number 2, our beach volleyball made history yesterday. I know some of y'all were there. They had their first ever home match. We got the new beach volleyball court set up. There's 2 courts out there, and it was a wonderful come from behind victory. So I'm still trying to figure out how they score all of that. But you have like 5 or 6 seeds, and or 5, and you know your ones play their ones, and your twos play their twos, and on and on. And Anyway, we lost the first two, but we won the next three, so it's best out of five, out of those five seeds at play. So we won 3-2, so they're undefeated. We think it's 6-0, it could be 5-0, if you count, 6-0 if you count the preseason games. Coach Kennedy always said, you count the preseason game if you win. Hey, half of Liberty County was here yesterday. They were just all around. I looked around, after I'd been there 30 minutes, saw my mom and daddy sitting in the lawn chair over there. So it was a great turnout. They had giveaways. We had a group that just really done a fine job out there, and that it was just great. It was a beautiful day as well. Since our last meeting, and I shared with a couple of y'all before the meeting, I've been communicating with a local business that is interested in either leasing or buying the old adult ed building. Now, we're still in conversation with North Florida Child Development. There's probably some good reasons to sell it. House Bill 1 scares the fire out of me. People taking vouchers and somebody won't open up a school, and there's a building right there that's vacant. And I think that could be a good sell for us. It would definitely, I know Melanie would love a little extra jingle in the bank. But, I want us to consider all options. So in doing that, we had talked about the building and usage fee thing. So if we do lease it, the person that's interested is interested in maybe either one. But I want to, we had a lease agreement with the county, and they were paying $2,000 a month to lease it. I would love to have as we workshop that and do all that at one time. It's kind of, because I didn't speak for y'all, obviously. I said, well, look, I need to talk to the board. I need to find out if they'd rather lease it or do they want to sell it. And I need some direction for y'all. So Lord's willing, creek don't rise, maybe next week, not next week, spring break, the week after, if we can have maybe a quick workshop and talk about all of the above, all the others ready to go. And so we can discuss that. I had a conversation yesterday and today with Grant Connors regarding redistricting. I thought that was going to be a little easier endeavor, but it is not. Ms. Jennifer and I talked as well. We're going to be meeting with Grant in the county in a few weeks to discuss about somehow maybe redistricting lines. The issue is now that in theory you want to try to keep all the districts' population the same, and right now they are not. And so if you don't have them close or have some concerted effort or intentional effort, try to keep them the same, then it kind of can open yourself up for lawsuits where somebody said, well, we don't have equal representation. We're not single member districts, so it doesn't, in one sense, it doesn't matter. But I talked to Grant today and I said, well, Grant, if we're not single member districts, why is that such a big issue? And he says, well, One lawsuit could be where somebody in this district says, well, I only have to battle 300 people in my district for, what I'm saying? Only 300 people, you got to run from the district you serve. There's only 300 people to compete with, but the next district's got 1,600. There's a lot more. That ain't fair, So it will not, he reassured me, it would not affect any present county leadership in redoing the lines. They're looking at some different things. So I know Jennifer's working. Obviously, she's with the county as well. So there's conversations taking place. I know that we do that every 10 years. And Doobie and James, it's been on the board for a while. And Boo, we've done that, and we've typically not done anything. But populations in Liberty County has shifted over the last while. So we're just having those conversations. And so what they want to do is meet with us and then come back before the board. If you remember, Grant was here, I think two meetings ago, and get y'all's input on that. So that's a big thing. Nobody can do anything, until the board approves that. That'll be something that y'all and the county commission will have to approve. So we're getting that ball rolling. It's moving forward. It's already been rolling and moving forward. Number five, real quick, we're still in the ball game for New Market Tax Credit funding. Still got our funding source. I reach out to her. Representative Dunn has been just absolutely hard to get up with. I have called, I have emailed, and said, look, if he's in Washington, I need about 45 minutes of his time or less. I can do it quicker than that, but I need to sit down with him for him to really understand what we need him to help us with the Department of Treasury. I'm not asking for money, I'm asking for them to be fair on the look-back provision. Those awards went out in November, and you had to close by December, and it just didn't give us time. And we're not the only ones in that situation. There are other entities that didn't get to close because of that. But if they're going to do a true three-year look back, you got to give us time to close deals. They are aware of the issue. I put it in writing. They know it. They're dealing with it. And but I still, you know, it's easier to tell somebody no when you don't see them face to face. So I am trying my best to get a meeting. I said, I will fly to Washington. I will meet him in Panama City. I'll do whatever it takes. Wherever he's at, I'll go. But I need that time. And they are reassured me they will make that happen. But it has not happened yet. So time's not on our side, but we're trying. But we're still in the game. Our funding source still wants to fund us. Number six, on March 28th, I'll be with the PAC superintendents, those that are make up the PAC board. We're going for a legislative day at the Capitol on March 28th, so we'll be there. Number seven, we have a district advisory council meeting here on March 30th, and they'll meet here in the school board room. And if you've never been to a DAC meeting, we'd love to have you. The kids get to talk. It's a really good thing. There's parents here. There's community members, business members. It's a wonderful meeting. Last week, we met with Liberty County Sheriff's Office regarding the Guardian program. We are moving forward with that. We're almost through identifying those candidates for that. Just because they're identified as candidates doesn't mean they're going to become guardians. They have to go through a battery of psychological evaluations. They have to go through background screenings. Obviously, if they're already on staff, they're probably pretty good in that department since we work with kids. They'll have to complete over 130 hours of firearms training in June, and the month of June is when we'll do this, and they have to grade out at 85% proficiency, which is higher than what law enforcement has to. So it is a high bar. The state has put a real high bar for school people who are guardians. And so, you know, right now we just want to outshoot Ricky Sanson. We just want to be able to do that. But Ricky's done it before. He's going to be going through it. He'll be one of our guardians as well. But we've got a grant that covers nine folks, and so those will be. We will not publicize whose those are. We will meet privately to talk about our safety plans. Ricky can meet with us, with our attorney, to talk about safety plans, but we will not make that public. I do not feel comfortable, and I don't think y'all do either, with open carry. You know, I'm glad our SROs do that, but as far as our school personnel, we don't want necessarily know, people know who they are, but there are specific guidelines on what do you do with that firearm, where do you store it, how do you carry it on you. They'll be trained on all of that. Right now, you know, I know Ricky knows that stuff, but some of these folks have never done that before. We'll have to learn all that. And part of the grant covers the firearm, the holster, the clothing, protection, all kind of stuff. So it's a good program. And we'll do all that training in June. Ricky today got me a rough draft of the Guardian program. We have to have a school board policy. That's per the grant as well. So I will send that out to y'all tomorrow. If y'all start looking at it, if you want to critique it, you want feedback, you need clarification, let us know. You can let Ricky know. And if we get it like we want it, then we'll probably put that on the April. I'd like to put that on the April meeting to be approved. And then number 10, before our next board meeting, we'll have a holiday for students, which is Good Friday, which is the Friday before Easter. That's April the 7th, but we will have Teacher PD Day, professional development for them. And then obviously spring break is next week, and so we'll have nobody around. So I hope you have a wonderful spring break and enjoy time with your family, and just pray that our kids all and staff all come back safe the following week. Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Petty. Moving right on to item 5, addition corrections to the agenda. Item A, need a motion to addition the correction to consent item 8B. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second. Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to add emergency items 10A, B, and C. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Singletary, second.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to item 6. Item A, need a motion to approve agenda for March 14th, 2023. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item 7, approve minutes. Need a motion. Item A, need a motion to approve February 13th, 2023, regular meeting minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Second, Mr. Morse. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item eight, consent items. Item A, need a motion to approve the following financial reports and transactions. Principal report for February 2023, financial statements for February 2023, budget amendments for 2023, and we do have budget amendments, 110-12, 110-2-2, 110-3-2, 340-01, 420-02, 443-02, 445-03, 446-01. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morse, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, just want to say thank you, Melanie. these budget amendments get a little tricky from time to time, and I have to be reeled back in, but Melanie, you've been great. Thank you. And I do see some things we could do in the future, as you and I have discussed, but, you know, that's a lot of work. So
yes.
Thank you for doing that.
Yes, ma'am.
Helping.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item B, need a motion to approve March 2023 personnel consent table with additions and corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
No.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item C, need a motion to approve March 2023 out of field teachers. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morse, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item D, need a motion to approve March 2023 updated sublist. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item E, need a motion to approve 22-23 updated personnel list. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item F, need a motion to approve 22-23 updated supplement list. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morse. Any discussion?
This supplement list, we redone it, 3-4 years ago when we started, because we were so, it'd been, 10 years since we'd had anything. Just checking around other things. You know, as we talked earlier about acquiring coaches and things, that may be something that we need to work into trying to get not only with coaches, with admin or whatever. I think we need to start looking at trying to get that up a little bit, because we're still way behind from many other school districts around. I think we need to look into it.
Any other? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item nine, action item. Need a motion to approve attorney-client engagement agreement between the School Board of Liberty County and Wagstaff and Cartmel LLP and its co-counsel, Hand Arndale, Harris Sale, LLC, Beasley, Allen Crow, Meth Den, Potter and Miles, PC, and Gaza and Hanord LLC to provide legal services in connection with the pursuit of claims for damages associated with social media and litigation. Have a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Jody. Any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B, need a motion to approve the ROC program request to Becky Black, guidance effective December 1st, 2020, with the corrected final retirement termination date to be effective no later than November 30th, 2025. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Second, Mr. Morse. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item C. Need a motion to approve ROC program request for Marion Prechet, LLC teacher, effective March the 1st, 2022, with the corrected final retirement termination date to be effective no later than February 27, 2027. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item D, need a motion to approve ROC program request to Susan Davis, bus driver, effective January 1st, 2022, with the corrected final retirement termination date to be effective no later than April 30th, 26. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second.
Second.
Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item E, need a motion to approve calendars for school year 23-24. This includes the Liberty County School District school calendar, 11-month calendar, holidays, and 12-month calendar, holidays. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item F, need a motion to approve PAC Professional Development Center summary of amendments to professional learning catalog 2023 to 2024. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item G, need a motion to approve memorandum of understanding between Pancaria Florida Incorporated and the School Board of Liberty County, Florida, to provide school telehealth program, including medical and mental behavior health consultation services at Hospital School, WR, Toler, K-8 School, and Liberty County High School, commencing on the date of execution and expire on July 31st through the 24th. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item eight, H, need a motion to create two summer program teaching positions for ESY, extended school year, one position at Hofford K-8, one position at pre-K Bristol site, positions to be paid from grant 390-1211G-2CRO1 at hourly rate of pay, 4.5 hours per day, 8 to 12:30, 9 days in June and July. Dates for ESY and pre-K ESY will be June the 12th, 22, and July the 10th through the 20th, 8 to 12 for students, and June the 9th through the 22nd, and July the 10th through the 21st, 8 to 12:30 for teachers. This includes 4.5 hours planning in June and 4.5 hours planning in July for teachers. Have a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Singletary, second.
Yes.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item I, need a motion to approve to create two summer program paraprofessional positions for ESY, one position at Hofford K-8, one position at pre-K Bristol site, positions to be paid from grant 390-1211G-2CRO1 at hourly rate of pay 4.5 hours per day from 7:45 to 12:15, 8 days in June, 8 days in July. Dates will be June the 12th through the 22nd and July the 10th through the 20th. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item J. Need a motion to advertise two summer program teaching positions for ESY, one position at Hofford K-8, one position at pre-K Bristol site, positions to be paid from grant 390-1211G-2CRO1 at hourly rate of pay 4.5 hours per day, 8 to 12:30, 9 days in June and 9 days in July. Dates for ESY and pre-K ESY will be June the 12th through the 22nd and July the 10th through the 20th from 8 to 12 for students and June the 9th through the 22nd and July the 10th through the 21st. 8 a.m. to 12:30 for teachers. This includes 4.5 hours planning in June and 4.5 hours planning in July for teachers. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item K, need a motion to advertise two summer programs for paraprofessional positions for ESY. One position at Hofford K-8, one position at pre-K Bristol site, positions to be paid from grant 390-1211G-2CRO1 at an hourly rate of pay 4.5 hours per day, 7:45 to 12:15, 8 days in June, 8 days in July. Dates will be June the 12th through the 22nd and July the 10th to the 20th. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 10, emergency items. Emergency item A. The motion to approve advertising the following summer positions to be paid from grant 390-1211G-2CRO1, Monday through Thursday, June the 12th through the 29th, and July the 10th through the 27th. Two summer third grade reading teacher positions, one at Hosford, one at Toler, hourly rates of pay 3.5 hours per day, 8:30 to 11:30 instructional time, 30 minutes planning daily. Four summer interventionists, teaching positions, two at Hosford, two at Toler, hourly rate of pay 3.5 hours per day, 8:30 to 11:30 instructional time, 30 minutes planning daily. Two summer bus driver positions, one at Hosford, one at Toler, hourly rate pay 2 hours per day. I have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item B. Need a motion to approve the following summer teaching positions to be paid from grant 390-1211R2CRO1. Two summer STEM camp teacher positions, hourly rate pay 28 hours total position per position. 1 week in June, 1 week in July, Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 11:30, instructional time 30 minutes planning day. Planning daily. One summer algebra boot camp teacher, teaching position, hourly rate of pay, 18 hours total. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second,
Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve first reading of policy revision 2431.01, good cause. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item number 11. Need a motion to approve second reading of policy manual updates, volume 22, number 1, JS. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carried. Item B, need a motion to approve first reading of JS special update of November 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item 12, board member concern. Mr. Flowers.
I'm good. Y'all just keep the position open for my wife.
She might need a position at home.
You might want to send me up here.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm good.
Ms. Jody?
Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank
Welcome
you.
To the team. Glad to have you in the board.
Glad to be here. I appreciate it.
Welcome, Ms. Jennifer.
Thank you.
Mr. Jason?
Welcome, Ms. Jennifer. Mr. Petty, do you know, I got a schedule, but it's in the truck. Do you know how many more home volleyball games we have, beach volleyball?
I can tell you. Keep talking, and I'll let you know.
And if it's very many, like more than a couple?
Four.
Four.
But she knows our
I think it's four plus district.
I think she's right.
How?
I'll go with that.
How much money would it cost to get a Porta John set out there for
it was not good yesterday.
It's a quarter mile walk. And, I mean, I can do it, but you can do it, but a lot of people out there can't.
We walk probably can rent it for a month, and it's we probably can rent them for a month. You remember, Kevin, how much was it?
It's expensive.
I got
you can't
one.
Rent one for a day, can you?
I got one for a month.
They'd want to do a month. It'd probably be a month rental because we did it at softball field.
Mr. Petty, I got one rented for several months, and it's $100-something.
We can cover
yeah.
that.
Because
I agree. Yesterday was a test.
And it was something new, you
right.
know. But you, not to mention you pay to get in, you miss a whole match the time you walk over.
Right, I know. We'll do that. I'll get with Eric, we'll get with him, we'll get him one over there.
All right.
That it, Mr. Singletary?
That's it.
Mr. Boone?
Welcome. Hope we don't have any problems and have to use you very much. Other than that, I still just want to say congratulations to the girls, Hosford.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Volleyball, basketball, softball, that's a tremendous season they've done. And also our girls softball team, where are they right now? They're pretty high. They're doing really well. So the girls' sports and all, we're fitting to be kicking off spring football win.
Soon.
We got the next, I believe.
It's pretty soon.
That's a winning season.
Other than that, I just want to, you know, spring break's coming in next week. I want everybody to, you know, take a break. Be safe about it and hope all the kids and all that. Miss Melanie, I'm sorry that Kyle said you had to work next week. I'll talk to him about it.
He volunteered.
Okay. Other than that, I'm good. I just want everybody to be safe.
All right. Closing comments. We didn't have any. Item 14, I think Ms. Jody likes this one. We need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Mr. Morris, meeting is adjourned.